Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Gerrit Cole spoke. Before we have John Lopez, I might weigh in too.
I got to interpret a little tiff.
No, you're not interpreting anything. You've already done. Your work is done when it comes to translation. By the way, I got to break some news to some loopholes. You got the fake breaking news sounder for me, Figgy.
Mm-hmm.
This just in. Apparently, some baseball players in Major League Baseball do speak Spanish. I know there's been some confusion, but yes, some do speak Spanish. For the latest, go to sportsradio610.com.
9729, don't you have any English responses? Jesus.
Damn, you okay? You okay? Good Lord.
Dude.
Trying to help you out, man.
Yeah.
Just trying to help you out. Here is Gerrit Cole. He does not speak. He might speak Spanish, but he doesn't speak Spanish when he's at the podium. We've heard the Yankees and what they've had to say about the Houston Astros. What about the guy who was one of the best pitchers in baseball the 2 years that he was an Astro? What about the guy who left Houston very frustrated following the Game 7 loss in the World Series? He's now in the Yankees clubhouse. He is now a member of the enemy in the evil empire. Did Gerrit Cole join the party and bash his former teammates? Here were his first words as a New York Yankee yesterday at spring training.
My feelings really haven't changed much. Nobody's getting a win out of this, and it doesn't look, you know, very good. And I guess I'm fortunate to be able to be here and move past it. I guess, you know, get to experience all the great things about coming to a new team and all that kind of stuff. So,
when you see some of your former teammates today deny the use of any buzzer in 2019, do you accept that completely and believe that there was none of that going on?
Sure. I wouldn't have seen it or been privy to that information anyway, but I believe my ex-teammates. I believe those guys. So,
Were you aware at all of any of that?
No, I wasn't. I wish I could elaborate, but no, I wasn't.
I wish
Bruce,
I could elaborate.
To the left. Gerrit, do you have to talk to your teammates here in any way about just clearing any type of error because you were a member of the Astros and the Yankees are not happy in general about what transpired?
I haven't gotten any vibes like that. I mean, certainly, you know, these are my teammates, so we'll have many conversations along the way. And if that happens to be one of them, I mean, I'll just give them an honest answer, which is, you know, I had no idea of any of it going on, and I didn't see any of it. And so I certainly don't think I have much to apologize for. So,
all right, so a few things here. I want to get your take on this before we move on here in this segment, because I want to hear this audio you've been promising me. But where does a pitcher sit when his team is batting?
At the end of the dugout, typically.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
Kind of by the door, you know, where you go into the clubhouse.
He wasn't here in 2017, though.
No, I understand that.
So yeah. They've maintained that they didn't do anything in 18 and 19, so his statement's actually consistent with what we've
Well, done. That's what I was going to ask. So you answered it. Like, do you think, like, had they done something this last year? Had it been, is he just being a little naive or purposely
Some
naive?
Pitchers are on their own island, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I
don't
know.
Zoned out.
Yeah, I have no idea, but, you know, he said he believes his teammates and that more power to him.
Here's my second question for you, and maybe you've already answered it with that question.
Is this a leading question?
No, it's not. Do you think it had something to do with the way his exit was so quick, so abrupt after Game 7? The way he just said peace out.
No, I think he wanted to pitch. I think he
you
wanted
think
to
it was
pitch.
More about that.
I think he wanted to pitch, and I think he was pissed off that AJ Hinch didn't let him pitch. Mm-hmm. And instead went with Will Harris, who was gassed and ended up giving up consecutive home runs and appearances in game 6 or 7. I think he was pissed off that AJ Hinch had him had told him that he would come in with the lead, and AJ Henson.
I think those are fair questions.
That's why he was pissed off.
You know, was he just kind of not being completely forthcoming with that answer? And secondly, was it a matter of was that a factor in the way he kind of like, I'm out of here? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think he was mad he didn't pitch, but he did not throw his teammates under the bus. This whole controversy is making a lot of people crazy. It's making a lot of people extremely crazy. Here is Jeremy Branham and Clint yesterday amidst the controversy. And I thought they had a pretty good show. Mm-hmm. And just like most good shows, we have disagreements. They had a couple disagreements on certain things. I want you to solve the disagreement and say who you side with on this. This was first Jeremy Branham reacting to Jim Crane saying that he didn't think that stealing signs impacted the game. He and Clint disagreed on this topic. This was yesterday. I want the OG to weigh in, who was at College Station speaking to kids, and say what he thought of that.
I point to Robert Arthur's article on Baseball Perspective, and he said, yes, it helped at times. It also hurt at times. And at times, the Astros got the wrong sign. So whenever you add all the times it helped, you subtract all the times it didn't help. According to Robert Arthur of Baseball Perspectives, he says that it was a net zero on what the Astros gained in terms of a competitive advantage.
But that's the question was, if you know what pitch is coming next, it's a distinct advantage. And the answer is yes. It don't matter what the other team's doing.
That's arguable.
The answer is yes.
Robert Arthur, Baseball Perspective, he says it's not.
Man, you and Robert both kiss every bit of my ass. That ain't the answer. If you don't know if I'm throwing a curveball or a fastball, it's going to be significantly more difficult to hit.
But you're assuming that they're getting the signs right every single time. And Robert Arthur's telling you that that is absolutely not the case.
I'm confused. Like, I can cheat. It's okay if I cheat because it only worked half the
time. That's like if you're a cornerback and you're guessing that it's going to be a 5-yard out and you're going to jump the route, but then you're wrong.
JB, you act like the conversations and these questions aren't all around technology.
But you can
technology.
Still be wrong when there's technology.
Is that it?
Okay.
Dude. Look. I already know the verdict. I know where there's going to be some more audio that we're going to play. There's another cut, but I already know the verdict. And this is not a criticism, because you kind of have to admire fans like this. Jeremy Branham has the Astros colored glasses on, and more power to you, Jeremy. You just don't want to believe it. You know, it say it ain't so, Jose. You know, it is Jeremy's stance, and that's fine. You get on that horse. And you ride it until it collapses. But you're wrong. Anyone can find the one article that might support your case, right? So some dude, Robert Arthur, said that, yeah, from what I'm thinking and the data that I put together, they could have guessed right half the time. They could have guessed wrong half the time. Anyone can find the one article. It's like the people that have texted over the last few weeks when this all broke, and months when this all broke. You know, technically banging on a trash can is not illegal. Yeah, that you could say that's a rule. It's not illegal to bang on a trash can. It's illegal to put video devices in conjunction with the players banging on the trash can to tell a guy a pitch and the major league batter knowing that pitch
Branham
is coming.
Branham sounded silly there.
Hey, again, ride that horse, Jeremy.
I mean,
you know I love you.
I mean, that's like me breaking into a car and saying I shouldn't be put in jail for theft because there was nothing in the car. I didn't steal anything.
No, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's the mom whose kid has been arrested for shoplifting 9 times and he's finally going to prison, still maintaining that he's innocent. Not my baby. My baby would not do that. She would cry. She throws herself on
the
floor.
We don't know if they were doing it well.
This
Robert Arthur who says you can't.
You can always find one article. You can always find one.
Hey, play the beginning of that again. Who is this guy?
I point to Robert Arthur's article on Baseball.
Stop.
Right. Stop. It's the mom. Like right. We've all known that kid that is just a bad kid, that he's a thief. Right. Right? He's a thief. And he's going to prison. And his mom's there like, no, not my baby. Not my baby.
That's shameful. That's like when you're watching. Yeah. Like, that's like the goofy lawyer argument
yeah.
that you see in court where you're like, oh my gosh, is this guy really going to yes. try to play the legal system? So right now, 1-0 Clint Sterner.
Yes.
Correct?
It's right. over, but right. go ahead. Let's play the right. next one.
Here's the next one. So Carlos Correa yesterday, he put on a show. Like Carlos Correa went up there. He was very firm. He was direct. He took accountability for everything. Went in depth. Jeremy Branham had an issue with, I'm assuming myself, I'm assuming you, I'm assuming
what
Clint. No, I think this was because based on this, maybe even Sean and Seth, he had an issue with pretty much everyone at the station. Jeremy was on an island by himself, but we can always admit we're wrong. I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. This was Jeremy Branham talking about what pissed him off about the praise Carlos Correa was getting during clubhouse availability yesterday.
The problem that bothers me with Carlos Correa's answer is not Carlos Correa. It's the hypocrisy of everybody else in this city. Whenever Carlos Correa gives a strong answer today about the fact that they didn't wear buzzers in 2019, you say, yes, look at Carlos Correa answering the question like he should. Well, then when Carlos Correa answers the same question about how he broke his rib with a masseuse giving him a massage, no one believes him. I have a problem with the hypocrisy of people pointing fingers at Carlos Correa last year.
I mean,
don't be a hypocrite.
I'm guilty.
Clint. Or if you don't believe him about the masseuse, why do you believe him now?
Mike, you know what? Put your feet in the stirrups, get the whip out, and just start whipping that horse, Jeremy. Because he's got. And again, kudos to him. He's that loyal. He's that loyal. He doesn't want to believe that this is true.
But
he doesn't want the Astros to
look
bad.
He wasn't as direct on the masseuse and what was going on with the Correa thing. Like that's like apples to Astrodomes.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, they lied about this. Carlos Correa lied about this. Did you forget that part? You were talking about the audio earlier, but even in 2017 when these rumors came out, they didn't, they were never saying, you know what, we're banging on trash cans. You know why he was forthcoming and actually he finally had a moment of clarity yesterday. We talked about the change in Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa was the least expected. It's not hypocrisy. It's evolving, and it's a guy that finally got caught, finally had a revelation, a conscious, all of a sudden he became conscious of what he was. And you know what else happens? People lie sometimes, but not all the time.
Yeah, but the masseuse thing, there was reason for him to lie about that. Here, he could have just come out and hid behind it. Like there was something to hide behind. He couldn't in that situation. And the firmness wasn't the same. Jeremy, so Clint Sterner 2, Jeremy nothing.
Oh yeah. That was a half a hundred.
Hey, 713-572-4610. It's Valentine's Day. We want to give you $150 to Cindy. So we're gonna have a showdown between three loopholes. All we need is you to call us and tell us what you did to get in the doghouse the last time you were there with your significant other. At 11:50, we're going to give away $150. This is a huge gift for anybody looking for last-second Valentine's gifts. The thing that you last did to get in the doghouse with your significant other. We'll do that. We're also going to play the hits. Rick Smith, he's taking credit for Deshaun Watson. Does he deserve it? That's next.
I point to Robert Arthur's article.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.